Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to guest 10120107410189. Welcome everyone to the chat, and for those of you who are listening on your smartphones and other digital device, I welcome you as well. And I am praying that everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. For those of you who have been following me for a while or listening to my shows or any other events that I have, you know that every day is Thanksgiving for me, because each and every day that I wake up, it's a day to give gratitude. So I hope you can join me in not just waiting for one day to give thanks, but to give thanks each and every day that we open our eyes and see the rising of the sun. So with that being said, I want to invite you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And if you are in business or if you have a ministry, anything, and you want to talk about what it is you are doing to impact somebody else's lives, let me know, because late last night, my invited guest informed me that he would not be able to make the show this morning. And it was too late for me to find a replacement for him. So here I am, what I'm doing, I'm having open studio. To you, my listeners, if you have a business, a product, a service, and you want to call in and talk about it so other people can learn about what you're doing, I want to offer you that opportunity to do that. I want to do a bit of housekeeping. Tonight, which is a Tuesday, this is Wednesday the 30th, between 7 and 10 p.m., A New Day television show will be airing live out of the Danbury Comcast studio. My guests will be there with me to answer your questions. And I encourage anyone who has a phone, it does not matter where you are, I encourage you to invest the time in calling in tonight. My guests tonight on the TV show to take your call will be chiropractor Annie Brandon, And she's a chiropractor. She's also a yoga instructor. My other guest will be Dr. Ronnie Salter, and he is a nutritionist. And my other guest will be Miss Siobhan Hutchinson, who is a massage therapist. So today, this evening, the live show on Comcast TV will be answering your questions, any questions you have about alternative health and medicine and nutrition and all of that, and practices that we can all embrace to have a healthier life. I encourage you to call. The number to call this evening at 8 o'clock is 203-792-4101. 203-792-4101. And this is the telephone number that you can call for the live TV show if you have any questions for the professionals that will be on the show to take your answer questions. I'm excited about that because it's a while that I have not done a live broadcast on the TV show. And to have this lineup of professionals, it is really amazing. So I encourage you to please take the time to call in. Again, the number for this evening's TV show, November the 30th, 2011, it's 203-792-4101. And we are broadcasting simultaneously on Monday evenings between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm broadcasting simultaneously with Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show. And you're probably asking why we are doing this. Well, every Monday, we started back on the 14th of November. And every Monday leading up to March 19th, we will be presenting to you all the speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference. So each week we will have one of the speakers on there where you can get a sample of what it is they do. So we want you to join us right here on Monday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. We are also on Sunday evenings when we do a live segment between the hours of 7 to 8:30 p.m. So join us here again. And of course, you know about our regular segment dealing with entrepreneurial and businesses on Wednesday. So we look forward to having you there. So again, the number you can call in to talk about what you're doing is 646-915-8166. You have a business, an entrepreneurial venture. Call and let's talk about it, because my scheduled guest has informed me that he will not be able to make it. So we'll have to have him on at another time. So I have open studio where you can call in and we will have you share what it is you're doing, your product or your service. Or if you have a ministry, we will do that. Whatever you are doing to make a difference. So between your calls and all the announcements and everything, I will be also drawing reference from the book, The Responsible Entrepreneur, How to Make Money and Make a Difference. And that book is by Craig Hall. And I also am going to be using John Maxwell's book, The Power of Influence, because you and I know that as entrepreneurs and as business people, we have a great influential impact. not only on our families, but on our community and other people who are watching us each day and thinking about what it is I should be doing with my life. So I encourage you to call in. I want to welcome guests 1-0-1-0-2-8-4-1-0-3-2-7. So if you are an entrepreneur or if you are a business person, I encourage you to call in and share with us what it is that you are doing and how it is making a difference in other people's lives. So let's look on something to do with influence. And this is from the Catherine D. Ortega, and it comes through the U.S. Treasury Department. In the next year or so, my signature will appear on 60 billion of United States currency. More important to me, however, is the signature that appears on my life. The strong, proud, assertive handwriting of a loving father and mother. And that's just a quote on influence from Catherine D. Ortega, who is from the U.S. Treasury Department. So I feel led to also ask you, what influences have you been making in other people's lives or you plan to start making? So there's another question you can answer by calling in, or if you're in the chat room, you can also type it there and I will read it. But how are you making a difference? How are you making an influence on people? For me, I know that being on this radio show is doing that, and being on the TV show and all the other events that I'm involved with is also a medium that I'm using to be influential to the people that are also my social media. Okay? So let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. President Johnson and I have a lot in common, writes Richard M. Nixon. We were both born in small towns and were both fortunate in the fact that we think we married above ourselves, talking about influence. We need a better family life to make us better servants of the people. And that's a quote from Jimmy Carter. One thing may change us, but we start and end with family. So, and that's something that we need to keep in the front of our minds, because especially in our families surroundings, there are times when you really don't have to say anything, but everybody is watching you. And you will know what's happening, especially around the holidays, because people will be discussing all the ways in which you are making a difference in the family's lives, in the lives of your family members, and how you impact them. A lot of times, you really don't hear until other people tell you, because your family members will go out and they will give a testimony to someone else about the influence that you have over them. Build in me a son, O Lord, who will be strong enough to know when he's weak, and brave enough to face himself when he is afraid. One who will be proud and unbending in the honest defeat, and humble and gentle in victory. And that's a prayer that has been prayed by Douglas MacArthur. So, again, all of that had to do with his influence over his son. Every generation revolts against his father and makes friends with his grandfather. So what they say, whatever you want, you go to the grandparents. When the mommy and the daddy says no, grandma and grandpa says yes. And, you know, as a lot of grandparents say, we can do all that we want to do for our children, because at the end of the day, most times, they are heading back home to their parents. So how are you influencing others? How are you impacting others? So let us now look at the book, The Responsible Entrepreneur. And you're probably saying, but aren't all entrepreneurs supposed to be responsible? And I think from the title of the book, you know the answer to that already. Not all entrepreneurs are responsible. Now, we are not all J.R. Ewing. 10 myths about entrepreneur. Not long after my family arrived from Vienna, I was shaving with earshots of the kids who were watching television. When I heard the familiar coincidence of the theme song from Dallas, and joined them just in time to see Dallas skyline, and heard Larry Hagman as the Raptus, J.R. Ewing said, got in tag. And new form. I had never given much thought to the important role the United States plays in Europe. But it wouldn't take long to find out that bit and piece of our culture, for better or worse, are everywhere. These old runes of the selfish, greedy, underhanded JR, dubbed in German, are indicative of what shapes certain myths of entrepreneurship throughout the world. Sadly, these myths or stereotypes about entrepreneurs exist in both America and Europe. This is especially true in low-income neighborhoods that have been excluded from the ideals of the American dream, and in former communist countries, striving to become free markets, their entrepreneurship are seen as part of the trouble rather than a potentially important contribution of needed solution. Admittedly, entrepreneurs are not easy to understand, but it is worthwhile to try to understand them because they make a positive difference in the world. With more broad-based understanding and support, entrepreneurs could contribute to the greater good of a more widespread basic. So let's bust these myths right away. I want to welcome guest 10538 to the show. If you have any stories about how you have influenced anyone over your lifetime, if you have a business or if you're an entrepreneur, would you please call in the show and talk to us about what you are doing? The number to do that is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 915-8-8166. I want to also welcome guest 10559 to the show. So let us hear how you are influencing others, or tell us about what business you are in. All right, my guest for today has canceled at the last minute, and I could not find him a replacement. So this is why I'm here today. We are talking about the responsible entrepreneur, and I also want to have an open studio where I welcome your calls to talk about how you're influencing people and whether it's through your business or a service or a ministry, whatever it is that you're doing, please take this opportunity to let others know about it. Okay? So again, 646-915-8166. Now, myth, out of the 10 myths, the first myth is 6 myths about entrepreneurs in business. Myth number one, entrepreneurs only care about making money. Many people think entrepreneurs do not. Many people think entrepreneurs do what they do strictly for the money. And that taking risk is all about the entrepreneur's personal reward. While fear of poverty or the use of money as a scorecard may have some relevance, and there are, of course, some entrepreneurs focusing primarily on financial profit, generally, money is not the ultimate motivator for the majority of entrepreneurs. Like most profit business entrepreneurs I know, including Albert Black, Jerry Haragatai, Bernard Rapport, Catherine Withman, and the other for-profit entrepreneurs highlighted in this book, the money is really secondary to other goals. I want to welcome guest 10617 to the show. Let us know, either by writing in the chat room or by calling in, how you are influencing other people. We are talking this morning about the responsible entrepreneur. We're also talking about how, as an entrepreneur, we can influence a large number of people. So let me hear from you. I thank you for joining us this morning. Yes, money plays a role, but not the one you might expect. For example, Bernie Rappaport talks about an experience that puts his financial views into perspective. He explains that he was once frustrated with having spent the time to try on a suit without knowing how much it cost. He liked the suit, but when the salesman told him it was on sale for only $750, Bernie told him, "That's ridiculous. I don't pay more than $300 for a suit." Bernie says that he would rather pay $300 and give the $450 left over to someone who needs it. Clearly, while Bernie believes his business should make money, it is not because he wants more material things for himself. Overall, many entrepreneurs like Bernie Rappaport sometimes, to a fault, many successful entrepreneurs do not lead lavish lifestyles that reflect their financial success. Their motives are often more than ego and emotion. For most entrepreneurs, money is just a way to keep score. Money also a way to do bigger and more exciting deals. The thrill of challenge, the motivation of a new idea, and the risk involved have far more power to motivate an entrepreneur than their money. We will be right back. I just want to just give you a little commercial break here. I want to introduce you to the platform from the Vision Weekend Conference coming up March the 23rd through the 26th. On the platform, as our keynote speaker, is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is the billionaire and the founder of the Brilliance Institute. Next on the platform is Mr. Leon Ellis. Mr. Ellis is a restaurateur, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker. Miss John Mullock is a positive achievement specialist. And Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin is a social media and marketing strategist. Mr. Willie Crawford is a millionaire, and he is a joint venture specialist. Mr. Brian D. Ridgway is a transformational coach, mentor, and teacher. Mrs. Ariella Mitchell Durant is a copyright attorney. Mr. Stephen Jackson is the original geek, and he is a new media guru. Dr. Cheryl Cuttle is a strategic planner and business development consultant. And Cuttle Management is the event company that we are working with to put the conference on. Mr. Sam Orm. Mr. Orm is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. Then we have Mr. Kobe Huberman. Mr. Huberman is the CEO of Strategic Landscape. He is also the head of the Israel Peace Initiative. And Mr. Edward Foxworth III is a personal productivity strategist. And Mrs. Jennifer Sertl is an author and strategy expert. Then we have Dr. C.J. Cohn. And Dr. Cohn is a business development consultant. And Mr. William Cohn, who is an ordained minister, is also a business development consultant. Then we have Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Mrs. Pitts is the designer, is a consultant, is a design consultant, and she is the creator of our Vision Weekend logo. And then we have Mr. James Nemley. Mr. Nemley is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. And of course, I am your host and founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. Won't you join us there on March the 23rd through the 26th at the Millennium Broadway in New York City? We are looking to spend this time with you. We are looking to invest in the outcomes of your journey and vision and goals that you have. So please join us in New York City on March the 26th through the 23rd. And you heard me mentioned about us broadcasting simultaneously. And yes, we are doing that with the Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show. And this week on December 5th, we will be hosting as our guest on that show, Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. Then on the 12th of December, we'll be hosting Miss Jan Mullock. Then on the 19th of December, we'll be hosting Mr. Stephen Jackson. On December 26th, we'll be hosting Mrs. Jennifer Sertl. On January 9th, we will be hosting Dr. C.J. Cohn. And on January the 16th, we will be hosting Mr. Sam Orm. On February the 20th, we'll be hosting Mr. Simon T. Bailey. On the 27th of February, we'll be hosting Attorney Mitchell Durant. And on the 19th of March, our guest will be Mr. Kobe Huberman. So as we get the other dates filled up, we will be letting you know. But so we want you to join us on Monday evening when we are broadcasting simultaneously with Building Your Extraordinary Business. And on that episode, we are showcasing the speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference. And in the meantime, here's what you can do for us. You can please visit us on Facebook.com and like our fan page and share it with your friends and followers. We are also on Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. So mark the date for March the 23rd through the 26th.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And if you are listening to the show and today is still November the 30th, 2011, you can call into my live TV show at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have three guests on. We will be taking your questions around health issues. We'll have a chiropractor. We will have a nutritionist, and we will have a massage therapist. So I want you to join us. If you are in Danbury, you are on Comcast already at Channel 23, and we are going to be on live where you can call in. The number to call is 203-792-1401. Again, the number is 203-792-4101. That's the phone number to call into the live TV show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we look forward to hearing from you so you can ask your questions about health. And welcome guest 10798 to the show. Glad you made it by, and encourage you, if you have any stories that you want to share, to please call in 646-915-8166 and let us hear what your story is, how you're empowering people. How are you making a difference in the lives of the people you meet every day? Or if you are not able to call in and you want to type it in the chat room, I will keep checking to see if you type anything there. So we are continuing on the six myths about entrepreneurship. All right, so the first myth was entrepreneurs only care about making money. Now, myth number two, winning means somebody else is losing. That's one of the myths about entrepreneurship. For years, I have heard people speak of success in business as being on the backs of others, suggesting that if an entrepreneur is winning, someone else must be losing. The attitude makes it seem like the only possible outcome of a business deal is to have one side win and the other side lose. Now, the result thin bottom line is zero. There is sometimes referring to as the zero-sum game. According to this theory, if one neighbor has three rabbits and another neighbor has two rabbits and they each want to have four, someone is going to end up with four in the end. And someone is going to end up with only one. But entrepreneurs think differently. as entrepreneurial approach to this situation might be a quick check of who has male versus female rabbits. Negotiating an ability to mate one neighbor's female rabbit with another neighbor's male rabbit could easily end up with additional baby rabbits. For example, for everybody to have. Entrepreneurs are creative, expansionary thinkers. Rather than accepting the zero result. And contrary to the myth that entrepreneurs' success comes at the expense of others, entrepreneurs often try to figure out ways that both sides can win. For virtually every entrepreneur in this book, winning is not accomplished in a vacuum. Where the sole objective is to achieve. Winning is function of practical solutions to help other people on the other side of the negotiation so that they, in turn, will support the entrepreneur's plan and agendas. Albert Black gives more productivity and effort out of his employees because he isn't just making them work harder for money alone. Instead, he is providing them with education, profit sharing, and more importantly, respect and support to help them better themselves. Because of Albert's attitude, people want to work for his company, and they work extra hard to be their best. It is a win-win relationship, the kind that most entrepreneurs work for and value. Welcome guest 1088 to the show. We are talking about the responsible entrepreneur. And as well, I started off asking the question, how are you influencing someone else? So I would love to hear from you, guest 1087. And if you want to call in, feel free to call in, talk about your business and what you're doing. Myth number three is that nice guys finish last. Throughout my childhood, I constantly heard that nice guys finish last. The popular thinking was that to succeed, one would be thought selfish and ready to do whatever it takes to beat the other side. Somehow, I always sense that was not correct. While certainly it is far to say, while certain it is fair to say that there are entrepreneurs who are not nice guys. It is that no means of requirement for success. To the contrary, many entrepreneurs who are nice, decent people would better build better relationships, and in truth, true accomplishment, great things for that very reason. The entrepreneurs in this book are nice people who are not finishing last. Albert Black helps his employees get an education. Dora Jack Eberly takes the time to listen to people's needs and remember them as individuals. Busy insurance company owner Bernie Rapport takes time out of the personally teach low income children how to read. Jerry Hagatai is always available to come to give speech to help others. There are all busy entrepreneurs who value being nice to other people as a real priority. Entrepreneurs whose value being nice to other people is a real priority. They have succeeded not by being more spirited or unfair, but they become good people. Yes, if you're just joining us, we are discussing from the book, The Responsible Entrepreneurs. The reason for doing that is because my guest canceled out the last minute and I was not able to find him a replacement. Yes, so give me a call. 646-915-8166. For those of you in the chat room, feel free to type it in the chat room. Or give me a call on the phone, 646-915-8166, so that we can hear your beautiful voice and learn about some of the ways that you are impacting others. Miss number four. If you can get away with it, it's okay. Wow. We all know the business philanthropist that says, if everyone doing it, I can do it too. I used to hear that phrase a lot in America in the 80s. And now I hear it in Central Eastern Europe, around the world. Bribery and technically illegal shortcuts are commonplace. Still, it's a big mistake to think that just becoming everyone else is going to do something wrong and taking the same shortcut in the way to entrepreneurial success. In the 1970s and 80s in Dallas, there were a number of business practices in real estate and in the saving and loan industry that everybody was doing, and every profit and very profitable. For example, people who owned savings and loans and were also in the United States. For example, people who owned savings and loans and were also in the real estate business would loan money to one another on a more favorable basis than normally without proper underwriting standards. In other words, one real estate guy, SNL, would make a loan to another real estate guy on a piece of land that was not worth as much as the loan in return for other SNL making a similar improper loan to another way. For years, it seems like the right thing to do, and regulators turned their heads. But then, in the 1980s, regulators clamped down on savings and loans because of big losses and looked for people to blame. Many people I knew who were perceived by the community to be fine, upstanding citizens found themselves being examined for violating legal technicalities. A large number of these people, including lawyers and political leaders, ended up in jail. I can already see in the formerly communist country of Central and Eastern Europe that governments are changing informal rules and clamping down on corruption. People who engage in bribery are to make privatization deals by paying off government officials look like winners at the moment, but in time they may end up under the punishment microscope. Not one of the entrepreneurs you will meet in this book has rationalized his or her way to the top. Honest pays the greatest long-term dividend. This is very important. I want to read it again. Not one of the entrepreneurs you'll meet in this book has rationalized his or her way to the top. Honesty pays the greatest long-term dividend. And that's one you need to write note as, because we keep telling our children that, show me your friend, I know who you are, and all that great stuff. And there are times when we as adults go out there and really make stupid mistakes, even more stupid than our children would be. So I am happy that we have this time to be going over the myths of entrepreneurship. Yeah. So let's move on to myth number five. And myth number five says, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. This myth is often passed on to young entrepreneurs as economic gospel. The theoretical relationship between risk and reward is coincidental at best, and then only a certain situation. Risk is a relative concept. All else being equal, real risks are modified by knowledge, experience, hard work, passion, unforeseen circumstances. Equally important is considering risk perception of risk is often different from reality. What one person considers high risk might be, from another's perspective, a sure thing. Who then can say what's a great risk or what's a great reward? Welcome, guest 11106 to the show. We are talking about the responsible entrepreneur. We are also entertaining your input on what you are doing to influence the lives of others. If you are a business owner, how has your business influenced others? So you can feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166 and let us hear from you about what you're doing or what your business, product, or service is all about. Now, we are on to myth number six. Let us look at myth number six, which says, as an entrepreneur, you can get rich quick. Yeah, we know that. I know a lot of people have been watching a lot of infomercial and spend their last dime to buy all those late night things that's going to let you become a millionaire in less than 4 hours. And we got to watch ourselves, like one lady said on my show last week, that those people on the infomercial, they are making the money off of, she said, you and I, because we turn up and we buy everything that they are advertising on that. And instead of us making money from it, we end up losing money. So the number to call is 646-915-8166. To talk about your business or your service, and also to share how you have been or will in the future impact the lives of others. Now, so myth number six. We have all heard of those .com millionaires in the internet technology world. It sure seems like people got rich overnight, but always remember that things often seem easier than they are. For every story of someone who has gotten rich, there are three or four others who failed. And many others still struggling to identify their success. Sanvee Saidu, the founder of the largest shareholding of i2 Technology is a friend of mine who appears to many people like someone who got rich quick. Well, when i2 Technologies went public, the stock on the paper was worth around $700 million. Since then, it has gone up, and his net worth is in the billions. That makes it look like he simply made a huge amount of money without much time or effort. But the truth is, Sanvee was an engineer who left a high-paying, secured job in Texas Instruments to start i2 Technologies. He then spent many years working 7 days a week with very little income and no assurance of success. He was fortunate that after years of hard work and sacrifice, it all paid off. But his was literally hardly overnight success. This is very often the case. As described further in chapter 15, the reality is that during the years most entrepreneurs struggle to survive, it was years and years before I ever had a real financial success. Albert Black, Kenny Blatt, Bernard Rappaport, Jerry Hagati, and all of the for-profit entrepreneurs in this book tell the same story. The fact is, if you are going to become an entrepreneur and think you can make a quick killing, the more likely it's that you will be killed quickly. So I want to welcome guests 11231 11221 1106 to the show. And I want to ask you, what's your business? What service or product you have? How is it making a difference in other people's lives? Feel free to type it in the chat room or call 646-915-8166. And let us have a conversation where you can share what it is that you're doing that is making a difference in other people's lives. My scheduled guest, who was a meeting planner, had some emergency and he had to cancel. So that's why we changed our show description. And we are talking about the responsible entrepreneurs. Right now, I am on to myth number 7. So we are dealing with the myths of entrepreneurship. So I want to once again just take a brief commercial break.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to remind you and invite you, if you are listening to the show and it is still November 30th, 2011, I encourage you to call into my live TV taping show tonight. A New Day TV will be taping live at Comcast Studio 23 in Danbury. My guests will be taking your questions. I have a guest who is a chiropractor and a yoga teacher. Another guest who is a nutritionist. And another guest who is a massage therapist. My guests are Dr. Ann Brandon, Dr. Ronnie Salter, who is a nutritionist, and Miss Siobhan Hutchinson, who is a massage therapist. And the number you can call in, I want to encourage you to invest the time in yourself to call in and ask a question of my panel. The number to call is 203-792-4101. And that's the number you can call tonight at about 8 o'clock to be part of the live TV show taping. It doesn't matter where you are. You can still call in with your question and you can say whether your question is for the chiropractor, the nutritionist, or myself, or the massage therapist. Welcome guest 11315 to the show. Today we are talking about the responsible entrepreneur. So if you have a story or product or service, I want to allow you to call in and talk about what it is you are doing to make a difference in other people's lives. This is a free opportunity for you to let yourself, your service, and your company be known to people out there in the world. I want to also remind you that we are on Sunday evening between the hours of 7 and 8:30 p.m. And on that segment, we are always doing life issues, reinventing your life, overcoming adversities, or any empowering things that has been happening in your life that you have risen from. We want to talk about that. On Monday evening, leading up to March the 19th, the A New Day radio show will be broadcasting simultaneously with the Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show. And we are doing that to showcase the platform that I will be once again announcing, the platform for the Vision Weekend Conference coming up on March the 23rd to the 26th in New York City. And on Wednesdays, like this morning, we are on right here with you talking about different issues. So again, the platform for the Vision Revolution, Vision Transformation Revolution Conference to take place on March the 23rd on the platform are CJ and Will Cohn. Dr. CJ and Mr. Will Cohn will be on our entrepreneurial panel. They are business consultants and they have a system in place that will show you how to set up your business for under $300. Guys, it doesn't get any better than that. And next on the platform is Mr. James Nemley, the same gentleman I just mentioned that we are broadcasting our radio show simultaneously on Monday evening. Mr. Nemley is the founder of the Better Business Builders. Then we have Mrs. Chandel Pitts. Mrs. Chandel Pitts is a design consultant, and she's the owner of Black Cat Design. Then I have my spiritual sister and friend, Mrs. Jennifer Sertl. And Mrs. Sertl is an author and a strategic expert. And Mr. Edward Foxworth III. Now, for those of you who listened to the radio show on Monday, my, did he deliver? So if you did not listen to it yet, I want to encourage you to go into our archive and just listen to what he shared with you, and just to find out how you can improve your life. So that was Mr. Edward Foxworth. Then we have Mr. Kobe Huberman from Israel. He is the head of the Peace Initiative, and he is also a co-author with Jennifer Sertl on the book Strategic Leadership and the Soul. Good read. I know it's on Amazon and it's all over the place. You come to the conference, at least you'll be able to get it personally autographed by both of them. Then we have Mr. Brian Ridgway. Mr. Ridgway is a transformational mentor, teacher, and coach. Then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is a copyright attorney. Then we have Mr. Stephen Jackson, who is the original geek, and he is a new media guru. Mr. Jackson will be on our social media panel. And Dr. Cheryl Cuttle is a strategic planner and business development consultant. And Dr. Cuttle's firm, Cuttle Management, is the consulting firm that we are working with to produce the Vision Weekend Conference. Then we have Mr. Sam Orme. Mr. Sam Orme is the CEO and founder of One Voice Worldwide. And he is one of our featured speakers. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. Mr. Willie Crawford is an expert in the area of joint venture, internet marketing, and all of those good stuff. He is a millionaire. And you'd be great to come to hear his story. He was in the Air Force and what happened. So he's coming there to invest in you. Then I have Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. And Mrs. Martin is a marketing and social media strategist. Then I have Miss Jan Mullock. Miss Mullock is a master of positive achievement. And Mr. Leon Ellis, he's a restaurateur and entrepreneur and motivational speaker. And as our keynote speaker, speaking at the banquet and the Sunday morning opening session, is none other than Mr. Simon T. Bailey, founder of the Brilliance Institute. And of course, I am the founder and host of the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference. I look forward to seeing you there on March the 26th, on March the 23rd through the 26th. So here is what you can do for us in the meantime. Please join us at Vision Weekend at Facebook.com and Twitter at Vision Weekend 1. So we look forward to seeing you there. So back to the myths of entrepreneurship. Myth number 7. Good business plan is the entrepreneur's critical roadmap to success. Venture capitalists often make business plans the key criteria to decide whether or not to fund new companies. Business educators often talk about business plans like they are the Holy Bible of business success. The theory is that better and more complete the business plan, the better the business will go. This is a myth. While having an idea or a goal is critical, believing that you can create a structured business plan that will endure time or place is a silly, naive. In the real world, it rarely happens. In chapter 6, you will see how Deja Eberle committed to move 900 tons of food from Germany to Sarajevo before she had any real plan. First, she thought she'd just use trucks running 24 hours a day with lots of drivers sharing shifts. But the fact is, that idea failed. She abandoned that plan and out of necessity, tried using a train. Her situation is typical of real entrepreneurs. Approach. Successful entrepreneurs know when to use creative problem solving rather than theoretical business plans. Business plans can be useful initial tools, but they should be used only as guidelines. Trial and error, luck, certainty, creativity, flexibility, and adopting an unforeseen development. Ultimately, are what make an entrepreneurial venture succeed. Remember, you can call in. Let me hear from you about what it is you are doing. What is your product, service? Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Again, if when you are listening to this show, if it is November the 11th, 2011, I want you to invest in your health by calling in the A New Day show on between 8 and 9 p.m. Call in. Number is 203-792-140. No, the number is 203-792-4101. We will be taking your questions on life transformation and empowerment. We're going to be talking about health and nutrition, massage, chiropractor, yoga. Let me tell you something. It's going to be rich conversation. So again, the number to call in tonight between 8 and 9 is 203-792-4101. I want to also ask you to join us right here on Sunday evenings between the hours of 7 and 8:30. That's the time when we do another episode with our guests dealing with life issues. And on Mondays, leading up to March 19th, we will be broadcasting their New Day show simultaneously with the Building Your Extraordinary Business radio show. The reason for that relationship is because we are co-hosting the show and we are showcasing each week. We are showcasing one of our speakers for the Vision Weekend Conference platform. So this Monday, December the 5th, we will welcome Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin out of Houston, Texas. So why don't you join us? I know that the conversations are amazing. You can check on my archive and you can listen to this past Monday's show with Ed Foxworth. It was phenomenal. You know, he, as he mentioned, he's going to be in his element because he is a native son of New York. So it's like he is coming home. He's coming home to rock the place. So why don't you come out there and just support him as well as investing in yourself. So that is for our Monday night shows. And this week we will have Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin as our honored guest. Now, we are down to myth number 8. And Miss Number 8 says, you can be taught to be an entrepreneur. With all due respect to Harvard, Bill Gates quit school. Entrepreneurs are the least likely to fit in or finish graduate levels of formal education at great establishment schools. To say I can teach someone to be an entrepreneur is an oxymoron statement. The entrepreneur is born in spirit and attitude, not out of a textbook. If you don't have it in you, no matter how many courses and degrees you get in entrepreneurship, you will still feel uncomfortable. Taking the risk required of an entrepreneur. As Bernie Rappaport told me, you can't teach someone to be an entrepreneur any more than you can teach him or her to become a great pianist player or a great artist. You can teach the techniques of the painting or piano playing, but only people who have the real skill or greatness can become a concert pianist or an accomplished artist. That is, that being said, I do believe in entrepreneurship education. Many great business teachers have helped their students explore entrepreneurial skills and opportunities, thus helping them discover the hidden entrepreneur within. When these students understand the entrepreneurism is really all about, some are inspired to take the leap into the field where they can be assertive, innovative, and creative. Where their innate essence of entrepreneurship can be best utilized. Myth number 9. Myth number 9 says, entrepreneurs must start young. Many people believe that because entrepreneurs must be creative, innovative, insightful, and assertive risk takers, they must also be young. Don't buy it. When Ambassador Richard Schefter was turned down to be Under Secretary of the State because of his age, 72, he was considered to be too old. He went on to serve as the National Security Council. There he started a whole new southeastern European regional initiative at the age of 76. He was working long, intense days, outpacing individuals half his age with their energy and vitality. Schefter is not an unusual case. Ray Koch started McDonald's at the age of 52. Bernard Rappaport bought a new business at the age of 83. Catherine Whitman was 50 when she started her long life for return to the family dairy. No more excuses. You are never too old. Now, we are down to our final myth surrounding entrepreneurship, myth number 10. And myth number 10 says, entrepreneurs can be found only in business. The stereotype of the entrepreneur is one who is the founder and owner of the for-profit business. But Webster's dictionary defines entrepreneurship as a person who recognizes, who organizes and manages an enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative. No mention of the words for profit there. Even more broadly, my friend and entrepreneur expert, Steve Mariotti, tells me that the Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership at Babson College defines entrepreneurs as people who pursue resource not presently in their control and who have a vision wanting. Steve believes, as I do, that being an entrepreneur has to do with your mindset. Entrepreneurs think differently from other people who start things. They are people who dare to make their dream come true. Entrepreneurship is a way of acting out thoughts and will often out of the mainstream. Entrepreneurs are vital to the common progress and welfare of society. While entrepreneurs exist in businesses, they are always active in most other walks of life, in nonprofits, in education, in regions, and yes, even in government. We can discover entrepreneurs who are mavericks, creators, risk takers, and leaders who are making things happen. Well, I want to welcome guest 11874 to the show. We are just discussing the myths around entrepreneurship from the book by Craig Hall, The Responsible Entrepreneur. And we just went through the 10 myths surrounding entrepreneurship. And my question to my guests and listeners and people in the chat room is, have you yourself heard any myths about entrepreneurship? Have you overcame these myths here, and have you risen to the ranks of success in entrepreneurship? Give us a call. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And let me hear from you. Let's talk also, while you're calling, let's talk about some things that you are doing or have done to influence others. Welcome guest 11926 to the show. What have you been doing in your business or as an entrepreneur that is influencing other people? You can either type it in the chat room or you can call in at 646-915-8166 and let us hear from you. If you would have a happy life, remember two things. In matters of principle, sound like a rock. In matters of taste, swim like the current. And that's an influential quote by Thomas Jefferson. All right. So a quote from Henry David Trudeau: the man who goes alone can start the day, but he who travels with another must wait until the other is ready. So, how are you influencing somebody else? Now, I am still looking at the responsible entrepreneur, and we have a few more minutes, and while I wait for the telephone calls to come in, I want to continue looking at rediscovering the entrepreneur in me. And this is written, as I said, by Craig Hall. A Texas-sized fork in the road. Sometimes going far away helps us see things in closer definition and gives us new perspective to things that we would thought we already knew. My recent stay in Vienna, Austria, writes the author, while my wife served out her tenure of the U.S. ambassador, has given me a new definition, a new perspective on the world of entrepreneurship that I thought I knew so well. To understand how my views have changed, let me take you back to where I first started. I was the class clown and a 90-pound weakling. I grew up a part of America's vast middle class. My mother was a Catholic from modest means. She was among the first group of women ever to enlist in the Navy. And she later became an art teacher. My father was from a Jewish family and had a thriving business that depended on imports from Germany. When my father was young, shortly before World War II, his family was wealthy and he was scheduled to attend Harvard University. But instead, Dad was drafted to fight for the Allies. By the end of the war, because the import from Germany had been cut off, his family was flat broke. My parents married after the end of the war while Dad was still in service. He attended college briefly, but soon left to work and support his family. My recollection of a childhood are far from happy ones. I remember waking up in the hospital after having seizures when I was 2 years old. The diagnosis was epilepsy. By age 4 or 5, my seizures were fewer and more controlled by the drug phenobarbital, which was prescribed for me until age 13. But the drug, a depressant, had a profound effect on my childhood and caused me to be defiant in every respect. It slowed me mentally, physically, and directly emotionally. By most objective views, I would have been the least likely to succeed as an adult at almost anything. While my older brother succeeded in school and sports and made my parents proud, I was a problem child throughout those years. I was barely able to pass from grade to grade. The consummated class clown, I was desperate for recognition and success. Welcome, guest 12128, to the show. We're talking about the responsible entrepreneur, and also would love to hear from you about things that you are doing to influence others, whether it's in your business as an entrepreneur or by a product or service that you offer to others. If you feel like calling to discuss that, please feel welcome to call 646-915-8166. And in an effort to succeed at something, I tried athletics. The first day of football practice, I suited up with... I suited up with the other prospective team members and began doing drills. We all lined up to run and tackle a dummy that was held up by two chains. I ran as hard as I could, jumped out, and barely hit the dummy. Hitting it much too hard, burdened by heavy pads and gear. Then I came down from this big jump. I landed wrong and broke my ankle in several places. So much for football. It was clear this would not be my path to spotlight. Later in school, in high school, I decided to try baseball. In all fairness, the coach did tell me to wear a mask when I played catcher. Stubborn and independently, I paid no attention to the advice. If you can believe it, the first day of practice, I was blinded by the sun and took a hard ball in my face, which severely broke my nose. Athletics were not to be my thing. Thinking back, I now see that I never accepted my circumstances as a child. I wanted to change the hand that life had thus far dealt me. Even with medical obstacles in my way, I had a vision that I would work hard, I could do more, be better, and achieve anything that would look as always kept me going. None of this basic ambition came as a result of being pushed by my family or any other persons around me. Like many Americans, I simply believed in the American dream. I did not realize any of this at the time, but I now see that the unique American environment greatly influenced me. While I was not a happy child, I still knew that in America, with hard work, I could succeed at almost anything. Green Rivers, anyone? I was only 10 years old When I started my first business with 47 cents, save from returning empty bottles at the drugstore. One day, that neighborhood drugstore had a large going out of business sign displayed in its front window. I tugged in to express my disappointment to the owner, Mr. Schurz. Our ensuring man-to-man talk helped me recognize that what I took to be an economic disaster was really a great opportunity. The drugstore had a unique soda fountain drink called Green Rivers. It was a sweet green drink made with special syrup and carbonated water. Knowing that I was one of his best customers for Green River drinks, Mr. Shores asked me if I was interested in buying his remaining syrup. I jumped at the opportunity. The problem was I only had 47 cents. When I described my financial situation, he suggested a price of 50 cents. I could quickly make up the difference by finding and returning more bottles. We immediately shook hands on the deal. I ran around looking for bottles and then went home to scoop up my change anxiously to become the proud owner of 4 bottles of gooey Green River syrup. I was now well on my way to starting a unique twist on the proverbial lemonade stand day by day. I went to my corner with the borrowed CO2 cartridge and my Green River syrup. At a nickel a glass, I truly made a killing. My investment of 50 cents grew to more than $37. Even at age 10, I could sense a serious business problem developing. My inventory of Green River syrup was running out. I quickly realized that I had to make a critical mistake. While I had bought the entire inventory that Mr. Schurz had to sell, I did not have the formula or ability to make more syrup. I ran down to the drugstore hoping to find Mr. Schurz and a remedy to the situation. Instead, I found the store closed and empty. Less than 5 days later, my Greenridge sales company suffered a similar demise. I ended up with grossing more than 100 times my money. But sadly, with the end of the inventory, it was also the end of the Green River stand. It was not, however, the end of my youthful ventures in business. Green Rivers had sparked my interest in becoming an entrepreneur, and the next 8 years I worked at my job, saving all the money I could with the general belief that would give me flexibility later in life. I wash pots and pans at the local restaurant for 75 cents an hour. I worked as a bus boy at another restaurant. I was a night watchman in the large county barn, which was used to store road maintenance trucks in the summer. I worked on the road crew shoveling gravel. I worked on the Goodyear tire store changing and plugging leak tires. I did not know what I could invest my earnings in, but my goal was clear. I wanted to make something meaningful. Looking back, I realized saving and investing meant are ideas that are not foreign to most American kids, not when I was a child and not today. In America, most of us grow up with positive feelings of individual empowerment to try things, start businesses, and spread our wings. It was not until much later that I realized my early entrepreneurial activities were not the type of things all Americans felt they could do or should. I have also learned this is very difficult in many other parts of the world, and certainly in our country. Some parts of our society and some neighborhoods are still left out of the American dream. I want to welcome guest 12486 to the show. I invite you to catch the archive because we were talking about the responsible entrepreneur. We're talking about how as entrepreneurs we have the opportunity to influence others. We spoke about some of the myths around entrepreneurship. I did that because my invited guest, who was a meeting planner, was not able to make it. So I filled the slot with doing some entrepreneurial education. So you can type in the chat room and let me know what business you are involved in, and let us use the next few minutes to see what we can talk about pertaining to what you are doing. Or feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. So, and again, I encourage you, guests 12486, to stop by the show page. Mark me as a friend. Follow me. This way you will be kept informed of all the postings and everything that I am doing. I want to again remind you that tonight, Wednesday the 30th of November 2011, we will be broadcasting the A New Day radio show live from Comcast Studio at 5 Shelter Rock Road in Danbury. My invited guests are chiropractor Dr. Ann Brandon, nutritionist Dr. Ronnie Salter, and massage therapist Miss Siobhan Hutchinson. We will be taking your calls. It doesn't matter where you call from. This is a call that you can look on as an investment in a healthier you. The number to call is 203-792-4101. And I want to just thank you. I want to remind you to join us on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. when we will be dealing with some life issues. We'll have a guest on that we're going to talk about some life issues. And then after that, we are going to continue with the book discussion, What's Possible? 50 Stories of People Who Dare to Dream. And on Monday evening, I will be broadcasting simultaneously with the Building Your Extraordinary Business show with Mr. James Nemley. And on that platform, we will be featuring and showcasing one of our speakers from the Vision Weekend Conference platform. And our guest for this week's show is Mrs. Crystal Washington Martin. That show is doing very well. I heard that one of the shows, the one we did on the 21st, we had 500 plus downloads on that show. So that's to show you that the information that the speakers are giving out as a sample is a powerful information. So again, I thank you. I want to encourage you to follow your dream, follow your destiny, and we look forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 on March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. Hope to see you there. This is Dynamic Daphne saying stay blessed and stay focused.
Okay.